on that note, I want to welcome our Edmonton friend, Alexander Tumanov, again to In Performance. He's the man who has introduced us to a number of Soviet singers already, singers whose careers were contained by the Iron Curtain. Alexander grew up in the Soviet Union. He's now professor emeritus at the University of Alberta. He's a professional singer. Alexander, welcome back to In Performance.
Good to see you, Eric.
You should actually welcome me, because I should tell our listeners that we're in Studio 2 in Edmonton.
That's right, for a change.
I've come to you.
Yeah.
Well, Alexander, I've been listening to that singer. The shivers are just going down my spine.
Well, this is Boris Gmyra, a Ukrainian bass baritone, who was one of the best, if not the best, singer in the Soviet era in the Ukraine.
Let me just stop you for a moment, Alexander, because I think his name went by very quickly. Let's spell it first. Boris
Gmyra.
You have to. We were practicing this earlier. Gmyra.
Oh, that's good.
All right.
That's
and
good.
It's spelled
G-M-Y-R-Y-A.
Boris Gmyra.
Right. He was born in a small town of Lebedin in the Sumskaya province in 1903. His father was a worker in masonry, and his mother a seamstress. There were seven children in the family, all very musical, and the songs were floating around the house all the time. Boris started working very, very early, at 11, as an office boy.
Really?
And in the course of his working experience, he came to the conclusion that he needs some knowledge and education. At the age of 23, he went to Kharkiv. It's a large city in the Ukraine. And when he was 27, he got the high school diploma and was accepted at the workers' faculty of the Construction Institute. And on the top of his studies, he decided that he wants to sing. He always had a good voice, so he started taking part in the amateur choirs and whatnot. And his singing abilities eventually brought him to the Kharkiv Conservatory, where he was accepted at the age of 30.
Am I understanding that he couldn't yet read music at this point?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And in a short, very short period of time, Gmyra became the best student of the conservatory. And very shortly, he was accepted as a member of the ensemble of the Kharkiv Opera.
That's just an amazing story, going from not being able to read music to the opera company.
For a few years, Gmyra was studying in two institutions, in the Construction Institute to become an engineer and in conservatory. And he finished the Construction Institute. He became a researcher in engineering, continuing his studies in the conservatory. Hmm. He appears well in very important roles in operas like Dame Pique and Prince Igor and others, delivering with his voice the huge range of nuances and emotions. And here is a good example of his artistry in opera.
What have you got for us?
It's an excerpt from Borodin's Prince Igor, Konchak's aria.
Нет, нет, князь, ты здесь или пленник мой? Ты ведь гость у меня, дорогой. Знай, друг, верь мне, ты, князь, мне полюбился. За отвагу твою, да за удаль мою, я уважаю тебя, князь. Ты люб мне был всегда, знай, да я не в враг тебе здесь, а хозяин я твой. Ты мне гость дорогой, так поведай же мне, чем же худо тебе. Возьми коня любого, возьми любой шатер, возьми булат советный, меч дедов, немало вражьей крови, мечом я этим раз моя кровавых ужас верди сеял мой хану здесь подвластно. Я грозою для всех был давно. Я храбр, я смел, страха я не знаю. Все боятся меня, все трепещет кругом, но ты меня не боялся, пощады не просил, князь. Ах, не врагом бы твоим, а союзником верным, а другом надежным, а братом твоим мне хотелось быть. Ты поверь мне. Хочешь ты пленницу с моря дальнего, чагу, невольницу из-за Каспия? Если хочешь, скажи только слово мне, я тебе подарю. У меня есть красавицы чудные, косы, как змеи, на плечи спускаются, очи черные влагой подернуты, нежно и страстно глядят из-под темных бровей. Молчишь ты, если хочешь любую из них
listening to Konchak's aria from Borodin's Prince Igor. Bass baritone Boris Gamiria, the Ukrainian bass baritone, our featured voice today with the orchestra of the Kiev Opera led by Vladimir Piridov. What was he like on the opera stage? I mean, here's a man who, you know, was barely literate in music, and then he's suddenly thrust onto the opera stage. What was he like on?
Right. My reminiscences go to the early 1950s when I came of age. By that time, Medvedev was already a famous singer, often heard on the radio. I saw him several times on the opera stage, and I should admit that he was a much better singer than the actor.
Uh-huh.
But his voice compensated for everything, mm-hmm. because you had the vocal image.
Uh-huh.
Gmyria left Kyiv Opera in 1959 He cited that unfair criticism of his interpretation of the role of Galitzky in Prince Igor, where he sings the drunkard and hooligan, was so vividly portrayed that he corrupted the Soviet youth. This was the criticism.
This is the criticism.
And on this ground, he resigned. But I think that he wanted his freedom. Uh-huh. And because he wanted to sing not only opera but concert as well, and he wanted to have free hands in his scheduling and everything, because he immediately started appearing again in Kyiv Opera as guest artist. Uh-huh. So he was very famous, not only in opera but on the concert stage.
What was it particularly about his voice that you liked, this versatile voice that could go from opera to song?
You know what? There was something quietly roaring in his voice.
Quietly roaring.
Quietly roaring. Uh-huh. When you hear his approach to the phrase, it starts from the thick chest voice and it goes up and can dissipate in a head voice almost like a tenor. Huh. And he had incredible range. So I would say that the versatility was probably his trademark, because he can go from a very powerful forte to the thinnest pianissimo.
Are we going to hear this lightness of voice in this?
Exactly, exactly. In this song, The Serenade of Tchaikovsky, the man addresses his beloved as if she were a child, almost like a lullaby.
Под окошком твоим я тебе пропою серенаду. Убаюкана пеньем моим, ты найдешь в сновиденьях отраду. Пусть твой сон и покой в час безмолвный ночной нежных звуков лелеят. Лапзанья. Пусть твой ангел-хранитель святой